Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second, the shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third, the third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Delsing. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting seventh, the catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Bud Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes takes first base on ball four. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trucks, and towards Keane, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely fires to first and picks off Keane. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Del Singh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mapes hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0-for-1 in the game. Feed Roth hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-1 in the game. Trux hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Singh bunts in front of the plate. Sheely fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sheely. Dropo moves to second. Shermlaller now catching. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mapes bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to third. Del Singh moves to second. One out. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Matt Batts. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is walked intentionally. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Alfied Roth. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Del Singh scores. Pesky moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky scores. There goes Mullen trying to get to third. Mealy throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Mullen for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Tom Wright pinch hits for Hector Rodriguez. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Wright reaches second base with a double. Hal Brown pinch runs for Tom Wright. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Rocky Krasnick now playing third base. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keane hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with trucks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mapes moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mapes moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Dente pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Dente moves to second. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Daryl Johnson now catching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda misplays the ball. That's an error on Miranda. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane misplays the ball. That's an error on Keane. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dorisch moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 4 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane throws to second for one, and Pesky throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dorisch scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 4 in the game. Rivera is walked intentionally. Mealy moves to second. Daryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mapes takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mapes moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Mapes moves to third. One out. Johnny Hop pinch hits for Hal White. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a ball on the ground for an out. Ginsburg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.